The countdown begins. 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all of the great things that are happening in Fresno. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, hello.
Hello. I am here always.
Yes.
Always here.
Always here.
Always. Remember that. I'll always be here.
I will always be here. So we are going to talk about Fresno, and there's been a lot of crazy stuff that's been going on. Some fun stuff too. So let's dive in.
Well, all right. It's Fresno.
I always let you drive the shit.
Fresnoing. Well, Granville, the famous, they've been rebuilding downtown housing with the lofts. They're the ones mostly responsible for a lot of the loft building.
A lot of the downtown redevelopment, the live workspace, multi. What do they call that?
Multi-use.
No. Ooh. Yeah, I guess multi-use.
Sure.
Yeah. The live workspace.
Yeah.
The commercial. The live workspace.
Yes.
The residential commercial mix spaces that they have. Mixed use space,
mixed
I think
use.
Is what they call it. And they have, it was a story in the paper the other day saying that they are going to be putting all of their properties up for sale. Well, not all of them. Or was it all?
Yeah, everything but Ironbird, which
okay.
I think, you know, it's a different I think that's
a different part of the,
So it's like not a totally 100%, but yeah.
This,
everything else.
The news came on the same day that they opened the Lead in the historic
that's
newspaper
weird timing.
Business or whatever.
Yeah.
So they had a grand opening and on the same day announced that they would be selling their things. I think it's good. I think, you know, so the sort of jaded part of me, and I don't think I'm alone in this, thinks that they got everything that they could out of being down here. So, you know, they built as much as they could. There was a bunch of money available, redevelopment funds and whatnot. You know, government funding, and so they took it all, and they built all these things down here, and they got to the end of that, and they said, okay, well, now what can we do? And so, you know, now they're looking to cash in on it,
right.
Which is, I mean, I guess a smart thing, right? And you can't fault them for it. I think it's a good idea because, you know, they are not a property management business, you know, they are a home builder. So, you know, if they can get someone in, to buy these buildings who are, you know, property management people, I think that's going to be good. I think that'll be good for the tenants. I think it'll be good for, you know, new, commercial businesses, retail businesses in those spaces and that kind of thing. As I was walking today though, it struck me. So there's been a lot of businesses popping up lately, mostly tattoo shops from what I can tell, barbershops and tattoo shops. I wonder if they are making deals with people, and I'm totally speculating here, but if they're pushing really hard to get people in there right now because they're selling. So they want to get the occupancy rates up as high as possible know, it makes it as attractive as possible to new buyers. So,
like, look at how many people are occupying.
Right. We have all sorts of businesses in here. So, but I mean, I think it's cool. I like the idea of having new people, new blood down here, new ideas. You know, the other sort of thing that has been said when I talk about this with people is maybe they'll finally get that bar you know, that restaurant with an alcohol license in one of these buildings.
in one of these buildings that has yet to happen, huh?
Right, right. So.
Wow, I never thought about that. Yeah. Yeah. There's never been a bar open in one of those.
And, you know, the rumor always was that, for whatever reason, the SMEs, that they wouldn't allow it. That it was somehow in the contract. That they wouldn't allow, whatever. I don't know if that's at all true, because I've also heard conflicting reports, and I have and none of them from people who would know one way or the other. But, you know, this might be the thing that changes that. So, which would be really cool.
That would be interesting. I also heard, I mean, I guess this is kind of like how you're saying how they're developers are not property managers. And there's probably going to be complaints about any property management from somebody. But a lot of people have been saying how, you know, they have not been treated very well at Ironbird or at Vagabond.
Right.
And it's been kind of crappy management anyway. So in that way, it's sort of a good, I guess you could say that's good.
Yeah, especially if they get someone in, you know, they have someone by it who, you know, this is what they do. It might be good. You know, hopefully the rents won't go up or anything like that.
Yeah, I can't imagine but they would. I was hearing somebody talk earlier. Where the heck was I hearing this? But that the rent was going, the rent would go up like every year there.
That is what so like I don't know, when I was there I think that was the case. I don't know. So because I was at Vagabond for a while and it was the same for a while, and then eventually it did go up, and once it started going up it went up every year if you signed a year lease. But they would give you the option of like sign a 2-year lease and your rent will be the same, or you know, sign a 2-year lease and it goes up $10 or, you know, $20 or whatever, and sign a 1-year lease and it goes up this much. So I don't know. I think, you know, they will raise your rent if they can.
Money grubbing bastards.
How it is. So,
well, it'll be interesting to see who buys it. If it's somebody, it feels like it's going to be somebody from out of town.
I would think so. I would think it would have to be someone from out of town who would come in, especially if they're selling them. And I didn't read enough of it to be able to tell if they're selling it as one chunk or if they're selling them off bit by bit.
I think the more interesting story is that they're basically done. You know, they're done. It sounds like
they're done.
They're done. They're like, we're going to go build where we make our money.
Right.
Whoever wants the sprawl, whatever community in around here wants the sprawl, we're all about
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Back to making money.
And is Darius the head? He's been having problems with the mayor's office. They've been kind of battling this year. They butt heads this year. And he's basically complaining in his sort of, going out speech. Where if you read between the lines, basically saying to the next guy, like, don't expect any help.
Right, right.
Or, you know.
Which is so kind of crazy because it's like, dude, you got a lot of help, man.
I think they got all that redevelopment money. Redevelopment money goes away. Then all of a sudden, they're not developing.
Well, and anymore. I mean, I will say.
Then they're all of a sudden they're not such good guys anymore.
Right. Well, and I will say, I think they did. You know, they have done. Some people will just say like, oh, all they wanted was the redevelopment money, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, I think they did actually put a lot of money into some of these, into these properties, and a lot of money into the area in terms of infrastructure and stuff to get things kind of up and going. So like, regardless of what you think, you know, they really did do a lot. Granville did a lot for this, the neighborhood down here. You can't overlook that. So I say, you know, happy to have had them here. You know, now that they're gone, hopefully someone else will move in and continue to, you know, move it forward.
Yeah.
Now that we got a road.
The best way to look at it. Now that there's a road.
Now that there's a road.
They bailed. As soon as there's a road, they're like, whoa.
They're like, this is too much for us.
Whoa.
Everything all at
once. We liked it all mellow. You guys want to have drag races down here.
Maybe that's what they're afraid of, yeah. They're like, this is going to hell.
People are going to treat this like Kings Canyon Boulevard now.
So that did happen. The Granville announced that, and it was big news.
Well, just to put a stamp on it, I'm glad that they did it, and I don't know that anybody else would have, maybe. Right. I don't know, mm-hmm. but I'm glad that they did it as far as, you know, building all these lofts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, they did show their true colors as we are developers and we like it when out in the outskirts and build easy houses.
We sell houses. We don't rent houses. Yeah. I mean, and that's really what it is. I think it comes down to, you know, you don't make as much money renting places, building these kinds of places as you do building, you know, houses.
From what I've been told by people who should know, that they didn't really make money off them. They just make their money back.
Right, right.
And I think it feels like they kind of did that to be like, hey, look at all this good work we're doing downtown. How about some easy stuff on the outskirts? And then all of a sudden Fresno develops this plan to stop sprawl. And then Grandma's like, wait a second,
you guys, you tricked us.
Hey.
We were building all this stuff for you.
We're scratching your back. Where's our back scratch?
I'm real itchy back here.
We gave you a full hour massage, and you just gave us a little half-ass five-minute massage.
Not fair.
Not fair, bro. Yeah.
that makes me laugh. So the other big announcement, so that was one big announcement. It's pretty big. The other big announcement, Manchester Mall.
Dun, dun, dun.
Complete.
Refurb.
I don't know, complete renovation. It's kind of like. People, they got some.
They got some cool stuff.
Some people coming
kinda,
in.
Kind of like how Fashion Fair did when they built out their outside area.
Right.
I think basically this sounds like what Manchester's kind of doing,
but with just food.
Right? Yeah, it does.
They announced a bunch of food, and that was it, right? Were there any stores?
I don't think they've announced stores. No, I think they're hoping the stores come.
Right. Even just with the announcement they made, I was like, awesome. I will go to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
80% more than I do now.
Oh, yeah.
Not often. So no.
Now that, well, you know what's funny is when the Red Robin closed, that's when.
Oh, right.
That's when we kind of stopped going.
Like, no more Red Robin.
And I used to go to the theater.
Where can I get my Rebel IPA?
Yeah. Yes. All five different Rebel IPAs. And I used to go to the theater. I haven't gone to the theater in a while. But I'll be back now if all this stuff is happening.
There was some good announcements. You know, Chipotle, was it Chipotle?
Chipotle is one, because you gotta have a Chipotle if you're gonna redevelop. Right. And you don't know Chipotle, and you gotta have a Habit Burger and a Chipotle and a pizza Pieology.
Is there a Pieology?
The big three. I don't know, but you got to have it. You got to have the big three.
Was Habit in there too?
Yeah, I think so.
And then Rocket Dog, though, right?
Oh, Rocket Dog. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they're going to have alcohol, really good. Good beer. And there was another restaurant, a local restaurant, that was going to, they said they're going to have craft beer too.
Right.
So you can't get craft beer in Manchester.
No, right.
Before that. So that's something.
So, which will be nice because it'll be, so here's what I think is really great about it. It's going to either, maybe not so much move people from the north, south in their,
shopping. It's not going to get the northerners there.
It will keep people where they're at.
Right.
So like people who are in the area or people downtown are now going to have some place to go.
That's a good point.
And I think that in itself is going to go a long way because, you keep people, close, you know, then suddenly, you know, Tower's really close, downtown's still really close. And I think it's really, you know, that straight shot down Blackstone, especially with the bus transit that I'm not calling BRT.
BRT, bro.
I think, is it Q? Is that what it's called, the Q?
I don't know.
I think, you know, that strip as it leads into downtown, I think could do a lot of stuff.
That's the best point.
You get Manchester Mall cleaned up and really looking nice again. I think it's going to go a long way.
I like that point of, I didn't really think about that, and because of you're keeping the people there.
Right.
Because people are saying, well, you know, people still are going to go to Manchester. You're not going to get people to go back. Well, but okay, maybe north of Herndon Guy isn't going to go to Manchester.
Right.
But, you know, of course, you know, why would he if, you know, everything Manchester has, you know, north,
right.
You know, River Park has. But you're right. Like you said, somebody living downtown, somebody lives in Fresno High area, somebody lives in Mayfair district.
Right.
They're going to come to Manchester instead of going to River Park or Fashion Fair.
Or a fig garden.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's going to be good. And you know, if they can build from there and bring some, you know, other retail in, and just having, you know, it new. And again, like that idea of having new blood, new people, interested is good.
And doing stuff on Blackstone's important. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think Blackstone is key, and that's a key component, a key part of Blackstone, you know, I think if it gets really up and going, you know, can totally feed into downtown. So, and downtown's always in my mind, that's that's the key. So, what else? What else has been happening that I may have missed?
Oh, you don't miss anything, Josh. You're talking about
I try not to.
Before we get our band of the episode, you got to tell me. All right.
Okay.
So Garth Brooks is in town.
Okay,
Garth Brooks. Four nights, right?
He is in town. Four nights.
I didn't go.
Three nights. Well,
three nights?
Yeah, three
I thought it was four nights.
Four shows.
Okay. Nights. Oh, ooh.
Friday, two
he
shows.
He did two
on
shows on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
He did a 7:30 and a 10:30.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. And then a show on Sunday, yeah.
Huh. All right. So, after reading your stuff, like, oh, he does this in every town where he just parks for a while. So,
yeah,
okay. But
that is his thing.
I was surprised by, and I saw this from you, I saw this from your former the job, the man you replaced.
Right, the man I replaced.
Mike Oz, both saying, like, best show ever, basically.
Right.
And you guys are not country guys at all.
Right.
And I'm like, come on.
Okay, so here's the thing. When you go to see Garth Brooks, or like Garth Brooks comes and everyone talks about Garth Brooks, everyone goes, hey, have you seen Garth Brooks? No, I haven't seen Garth Brooks. It's going to be the best show of your life, right? This is what everyone says. And it's like, okay, maybe for you, but like I've seen a lot of shows, you know? Like I have seen a lot of bands in a lot of places, like different arenas, like different venues, clubs, the whole deal. I've seen a lot of bands play. So like I'm not sure, you know? This is how I'm going into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I had had any sort of emotional attachment to the music, I think it would have, it would definitely be like the best show that I've ever seen.
Wow. Okay.
You know, but I don't.
Well, yeah, like, you can't. Yeah, if you don't have that attachment to the music, then it's so, pretty much impossible.
So I don't care. Right. So I mean, it's like, meh. It was a good show. I mean, I think he understands completely, like, how to use the stage. I think his band is top notch. I think like they put on a great show. I think, you know, the staging is awesome. It's not at all over the top. In fact, it's like very minimal compared to others. You know, there's no like, there was some video screen stuff, but not really. There wasn't any crazy pyrotechnics. There's no fog or anything like that. It's just, you know, he comes out there and he does his thing for 2.5 hours or more. And, you know, he's awesome. What I liked about it is like, he seems genuine, you know, like he seems like, he's having like the time of his life and he doesn't care. Like it feels like he needs to like scream because the crowd is screaming. Like he'll fuck up a song just to be like, yes, you guys are awesome. You know? Yeah, it was really, I mean, so the other thing is he has a press. So there's a lot of things. So one, he had a press conference, before the show, where he invited all the media to come in and talk with him and then do little one-on-one interviews. Never seen that happen before. Two, he gave me seats on the floor for reviewer tickets. Like, you know, I don't know, 7 rows from the from the stage. And like, it kind of makes a difference, you know, being able to sit and be so close. You know, and then I'm there. I meet him, at the press conference. I, you know, raise my hand, Josh T, Fresno B. I ask my question. We do a quick little one-on-one video thing. He says, hey, what's your name again? I say, Josh. How many hours later at the show, everyone's singing along to Friends in Low Places, and he looks out in the crowd and he sees me and he's like, hey, Josh, sing along, whatever, you know? And so it's like that kind of thing. And like, I don't know.
Maybe did you, in fact, sing along? Did you listen to Mr. Brooks?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Brooks.
And luckily,
I got it was friends.
The part of the song I knew. Because, yes, luckily it was in that part. Otherwise, I would have just been like, I don't know, bro.
I'll mouth some stuff.
30 seconds earlier in the song, he would have seen me looking like, totally confused. Like, I don't know this part of the song. But yeah, you know, maybe he does that at every show. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, like, I was like, well, goddamn. Well, I am Oz. This is great, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he has that reaction with everyone. Like, that was very specifically toward me, but I think everyone who's there kind of feels that way.
Right.
Yeah, so.
What was he like when you met him before the show?
He was just totally personable and, like, very down to earth. Didn't, you know, happy to be there, happy to be answering questions, you know. Yeah.
Boy,
seemed really cool.
What was the story about him in Fresno years ago?
So.
What was this thing?
In 1992, when he was here, he was staying at some hotel, you know, whatever hotel they're staying at. And I guess like in the middle of the night, at this point in his life, he had insomnia from time to time. And so there were, you know, lots of times he couldn't sleep. So when that would happen, he would just get up, and go and hang out at the bus, on his bus or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, on this particular night, he, you know, can't sleep. It's like 2:00, 2:30 in the morning. And so he leaves his hotel room, and he's going to go get on the bus. And the bus isn't there. And as he leaves his hotel room, he totally forgets like his key. Cause it was like the new key card thing.
Yeah.
Like now but at the time. And so he locked himself out of his room and also out of the the hotel completely.
Yeah, oh yeah, that time of night, everything's right. locked up.
Right, and so he's out in the parking lot, and so he was expecting the bus to be there, but the bus was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And like
the no bus, cell phones.
Right. And so like the bus was just getting washed, I guess, or something. I don't know what was it wasn't like they left him for right. good, like they forgot him or something, but it was not there. So he ended up sitting in the parking lot of this hotel for like 2 or 3 hours till the bus came back. And these random people who had been at the show earlier that night happened to either be at the hotel or driving by or something and saw him. And we're like, oh my God, you're Garth Brooks. So they like came and just had like this hangout session in the parking lot for a couple hours. Yeah.
Did he tell you this?
Well, no. So there was a story. So as I was like researching when he first came, when he first announced he was coming, I found this story in the archives and I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest story. But in the B, it actually made it seem like the bus just left him, like they forgot that he was there.
Oh, they just left him behind in Fresno.
That's kind of how it seemed, you know? But then I had heard from someone else that, no, that wasn't true, that like something else happened. So I was like, I have to ask him about this, you know, because it's just such a crazy, crazy thing. So I asked him and he told me the story. He was like, I can tell this story now because Jimmy, the bus driver, I don't know if that was his name, whatever his name was. He's like, yeah, he's dead now. Or like, yeah, he's passed on now. So he's up in heaven laughing at us. And like whatever. So I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, so you had him actually confirm the story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had him confirm the story because I had to know. I was like,
and
I
got the extra details out of him. Okay.
Yeah.
So he had to just wait like until – all night, yeah, basically?
He just waited till the bus came back at whatever time. I don't know, whenever. And I said, did you get back in the hotel room? He's like, no. And I said, you couldn't just, like, go back in? And he's like, well, no, because even if I could get in, you know, you're always under a different name, right? Like, under a pseudonym or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, but you couldn't just tell him, like, hey.
Like, hey, look at my face, like, dude.
Right, they couldn't. And he's like, no. I was like, okay, whatever. But, yeah. But what's interesting, so on Friday night when I saw him, he was like, just kept saying how this was the best opening night, like, of any run of shows that he'd ever done. And, you know, it seemed like that to me because it was loud the whole time and everyone was crazy and, like, whatever. Well, on the Monday after... he has a YouTube channel or a Facebook channel or something where he puts up these videos every week. And again, he put out this video. This was like to his fans or whatever. And he says, if you're an artist, who does like a musician artist who does what I do, put Fresno on your calendar because this is a place you will want to play.
Nice.
'Cause people show up. And like blah, 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 and he just went on and on about how awesome Fresno is. So, so Fresno, and you know, this is something.
When we don't see somebody for a long time or have never seen somebody, then we definitely come full force and come to.
Well, what's funny is, you know, I hear this a lot from a lot of bands. Like, so earlier in that week, I saw that band Mana. I'm sorry, Mana. I don't know. However you pronounce it. It's this Latin rock band. Mm-hmm. They're like one of the biggest like Latin Mexican rock bands. And they said the same thing. They were like, we've come to Fresno since, you know, 1998 or whatever, and we love it and we love coming back. Just the other day I was talking to this other guy, who's a touring jazz musician from New York, and he was like, every time I came to Fresno, I always had so much fun and I can't wait to get back. And so I hear that all the time. I mean, it's like people, like, we always kind of shit on ourselves for like, oh, everything sucks here and nothing good, but people who come here, you know, artists, they really dig it. So
there's a lot of people, I don't know if this is a Fresno thing or not, because where we don't stand for shows a lot.
Oh yeah,
we do a lot of sitting.
Right.
And there's a lot of talk as if, like, that's like a Fresno thing. Like,
right.
We sit. Other cities don't sit, and we just sit.
Not for Garth Brooks.
Everybody stood.
I don't think there was a person sitting the entire time. No.
It depends. If everybody's sitting, then I think the performer is not doing something.
Yeah.
Because if you're putting on a show that's just inducing sitting, then don't blame Fresno.
Right,
blame yourself.
Something's going wrong.
Because I remember seeing a Pearl Jam at Cellon one time, and people were okay. I don't remember people necessarily sitting, but you know there was the energy was kind of low.
It was kind of low, yeah.
But the band Pearl Jam, they were just blowing through their set. They're sounding just like their album. It wasn't sound, but didn't even feel like they're playing their album, you know, like they were lip syncing to their album almost.
Right.
It wasn't anything. They weren't giving anything to the crowd. So the crowd wasn't giving them anything back. And then finally, Vedder finally like recognizes this towards like the last third of the show and was like, what's the matter with you guys? What's going on? Let's start firing up. And like finally people started firing up because he was actually it was like the first time he started talking to the crowd,
to the audience,
acknowledging that he was doing a show for us. And
yeah,
I think it's just you gotta bring it when it comes to Fresno, bro.
That is true. That may be the case. So, I don't know. I think, you know, Garth Brooks, I don't think I ever would go buy an album. I'm not gonna, you know, listen to his songs on the radio or anything. Right. But as a musician, as a businessman, as an artist, like I'm totally a fan. I like the way that he goes about, you know. Mm-hmm. So every ticket to the show was the same price, right? So front row. Back in the blue, everything, they're all the same price.
Oh,
so everyone has like, and he does this specifically so that everyone can have the same chance to sit in the front row.
If you try hard enough, you can sit in the front row and not
and
pay
it's
anymore.
That's the same reason that he does so many shows. So what they'll do is they announce one show, and then they kind of follow the analytics and stuff, and they can kind of track how many people are interested and how many people they think are possibly going to want to buy tickets. So then on the day that the tickets go on sale, in real time, they can see how many people are trying to buy tickets.
Okay.
And that's how they determine how many shows that they're going to do. And they do as many shows as people as they know they can sell tickets. So that's why they did four shows, and all four shows had people there. Because his idea is he wants to make sure that everybody in Fresno who wanted to see Garth Brooks got to see Garth Brooks. Like, that's, you know, his thing. And so he did four shows, and all four shows were packed. And, you know, I don't think there's anyone who could, you know, that wanted to see Garth Brooks that couldn't get tickets. So
if he wanted to see Garth Brooks and they get tickets, you know, and you weren't trying,
So I have a lot of respect for him and what he does and what he did for these 5 days. So
look at him, Garth Brooks.
I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Not me. Before going into this, so I had totally forgotten that he was, you know, I wasn't into Garth Brooks when he was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't. I didn't care. That wasn't the music I was into. And then he was gone for so long that I had totally forgotten that he was even a big deal, like, or as big of a deal as he was. And then he did these shows, and suddenly they're, you know, announcing four shows, and I'm like, what the hell? And then, you know, doing some research, and it's like, oh yeah, he's selling out shows. You know, pretty much everywhere he goes, he's doing multiple nights, you know, like 11 nights in Chicago or some crap. I mean, it's just insane. So there it is. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Best
now,
ever.
Band of the episode. Garth
band
Brooks.
Of the episode.
Just kidding. But we need to do a band of the episode, so let's do it.
Ooh.
And what? And who is the band of the episode?
Cockamamie Jamie. He has a newish album out.
A.K.A. Joshua Teehee. He always said that he wanted to steal my name. To be his rap name. I said no. But that so he has this. He has this new album out called Orca, and it's really good. So can we play a track?
Oh my God, I'm back!
Oh my God, I'm back!
Oh my God, I love you guys so much.
Oh my God,
I'm
love
back.
You guys so much. I'm
I just
back.
Got out of prison and I'm
I
feeling
just
great.
I got out of prison and I'm feeling
I'm back.
Great. I'm back.
Yeah.
Who the fuck want come tussle with Russell the muscle? Get expunged and punted like a bundle of trouble. No cluey how I do we. Nessie, male whale in shallow water, about to swallow your squad up something messy. Classy Fred Lassie with a bedazzled sash, satin haphazardly wrapped around the back of my ass. Stay classy, it reads with rhinestones and emeralds and a truck jewel medallion made of Goldberg's genitals. I grab hold in Ohio, drive them till they drop while exercising the Ibis type of Argyle style. Wild out on them a minute, let them see that I got the moxie off the hydroxy, cutting them, leaving them boxed up and gutted out. Flex bars to see who's gnarled, to far and away the largest elephantiasis of the iris when I decide to finally start it.
Billy departed, we're all gathered here today to scatter ashes of all the combatants' ashes that he smashed. Men a row rise up to meet him, win me at their backs, Lord, sun shining on their face.
Man, fuck that.
You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you. Cockamamie Jamie, word to your fucking mother. Friday the 13th, part 4, Crispin Glover.
I am.
No,
the Antichrist.
Please,
you got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and never thought what you got, make it stop reclining. When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and keep winning, keep willing to win. When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and never thought what you got, make it stop reclining. When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and keep winning, keep willing to win.
I am the mastodon of consonants and vowels now. Black Colin Powell came to turn this party up, up, down, down. Left, right, B-A, select, start button. Single file line if you 30 fuckers wanna start. I'll new jack your Vic Grimes and climb atop the scaffolding and swan dive you headlong off the top of it and laugh. On my Luger Lex, stick solar plexus with a peculiar knack for throwing torture rack on those the most expected. I was told chokehold the most potent reckoning. Carlisi moaned him, so this explodes, float him to my neck. When the viper slowly uncoils and deploys, I'll olive oil, grab the can and watch your boy turn room into meat soil. Ultimate warrior in a mad will with an aura of an ornery piranha meets a fully grown adult orca. Mooey Gordo, Zack and Miri made a porno while gentle Jamie ripped a fucking Gordo through your torso.
When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and never thought what you got, make it stop reclining. When you walk to the dark and you drop your line and keep winning, keep willing to win. When you walk to the dock and you drop your line and never thought what you got, make it stop reclining. When you walk to the dock and you drop your line and keep winning, keep
there it is. Cockamamie. Or Gentle Jamie.
Gentle Jamie.
Remember when he was Gentle Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
Then he was just Jamie for a while of the Argyle Pimps.
Argyle Pimps.
Definitely, man, he's one of these guys that... I have seen several times now, and
he's a showman.
He's a showman.
He's a great rapper. I think the most unique lyrics. In,
oh yeah, no, yeah. I mean, he definitely like from a from that perspective. I mean, I really dig like his song. Yeah, I mean, I think he has a pretty good full package. He's definitely not like the normal kind of hip hop thing that right. you see. He definitely, to me, he falls into like a almost like his own category, but he's definitely, I would put him more like in the, you know, he, it's hip hop, but he like he plays to an indie rock crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I
mean,
I don't think that, I think he can play to the hip hop crowd. But you know, I think he's really, kind of at home with that kind of indie rock rock crowd. So
I went because I've seen him. I always see him at, you know, it's either his show,
right,
or it's a, like you say, sort of an alt show,
right, right,
an or the Fuse like Fest, something that. I would like to see him at a super hardcore
hip-hop
show, and him just be in the middle of that. Nobody really coming to see Cockamamie Jamie. He's just part of a big show.
So and you
to
know,
see
I
how that crowd would react to that.
I saw him play with this guy, Mac Lethal.
Uh-huh.
Is that the guy's name? Yeah. And like, but he sort of does the same kind of like he's in that same genre, mm-hmm. kind of maybe. And it was cool. And he just, you know, he holds his own. You know, I think he holds his own. With, I just with like all to those see guys. It. So,
yeah.
So there it is. Go buy the album. It's really cool. The album art in itself is really awesome. Done by Zero Lopez, local. He's the guy who did the Fresno covers, Fresno art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, local guy. Okay, what else? What else we got on the plate?
I have a complaint I'd like to file.
With me?
Sure. No.
Okay.
Not with you in particular. I'm speaking to the city of Fresno. Somebody at the security bank building, whichever it's called now.
I thought we were going to get real here for a second.
No, no. Other than the only thing I could complain to you about that you have nothing to do with, but still, these are the kind of complaints
box
you get.
Box scores in the press.
Yes.
How did I know?
My box scores are late. All my games I care about don't make the paper.
I've heard God, I don't know, like five people in the last little bit have all said the same thing. Like, hey, so the box score, I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know what to tell you. The deadlines just, they got moved up, so. Mm-hmm.
The paper gets printed a little earlier than it used to.
Right. Got to get trucked in. So, yeah. All right. So, what's our complaint with the?
It's a small one, but that they've had lately. I think maybe in a sign of trying to keep stuff lit downtown, so you got so the skyline looks decent.
Okay,
but they're lighting their Christmas tree, sort of Christmas tree they have on the top.
The lights tower thing, yeah.
That's been lit like all summer,
and that's weird.
It's just hokey.
Have I not noticed it? Yeah,
it's hokey. Yeah. I mean, I know it's. I firmly believe that you should have as many lights on as possible as far as your downtown. Mm-hmm. But the just having the Christmas tree lit up is just like no, that's not no.
All right. So whoever's running
saying that
the,
should not be
Pacific
lit
Southwest
until
building.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. Take down the Christmas light. Is it red and green?
No, I it's know just it's like, white.
Okay, but it's tree shaped.
I think
it's like
but it's tree shaped.
Yeah.
I think they've had a different one in the past where it's been different colors, but this one right now is just white.
All right, and it looks trashy.
Yeah, I mean not trashy, but it doesn't look good. Doesn't look like a, you know, metropolis high-end city would look.
Yeah.
Looks like, you know, something I would put together.
Right. Looks like Cleveland or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just picked Cleveland. I'm sure.
Poor Cleveland.
Cleveland's a great
place. We have this group of cities that we're all sort of like family. Us, Bakersfield, Cleveland, Detroit. We're all just like,
Baltimore.
We're like, hey, bro, it's tough out there, isn't it? Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let them know. Anything else?
Pass that on.
Yeah, we'll pass that on. Anything else that's been happening?
No,
that,
BRT has been closing the, you know, I'm surprised it really hasn't been an issue for me as far as, I've had to go Blackstone pretty regularly.
Uh-huh.
And all these spots are kind of torn up. You know, basically you only have two lanes on Blackstone right now.
Yeah.
And
it's fine.
It's not some huge thing. What's weird is I have yet to see there's all these pads for the BRT that are all getting constructed and they're all coned off. I haven't seen anyone actually working. I just always just see everything coned off.
Right.
I don't drive down the times they work
there's
on the
magic
BRT.
Elves that come out in the middle of the night.
Maybe they do it overnight. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know either. I haven't, I see the traffic being blocked off, but, I haven't been down there. I haven't seen anyone working on them either yet. So I try not to get on Blackstone if I can right now.
Try to stay away from Blackstone.
No, because I know, like I saw that this was happening.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I don't want any part of that.
No, I'm not getting in there.
I'll, once it's done, we'll do it, but.
Are you going to ride it?
I'm like, no. Yeah, I might. I don't know.
Well, for one time, just to see what's up.
Yeah. I'll try to get on the very first.
Oh, yeah. Press. Use that press leverage.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Be like a B fun. You and Channel 47 and 24. You guys all can just get on riding. Just be like, right. Wee!
I'll Facebook Live it.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be great. So we're into October.
Yeah, fair in it.
And that means the Fresno Fair.
Boom.
I'm gonna be there.
First food you're looking for. Go.
Oh.
Once you walk in, what's the first thing you walk to?
Orange Julius.
Oh, well, now that it's not in Fashion Fair. Right. I will go to the Orange Julius.
So I usually get some sort of fried food. But really the only thing that I get for sure is the Orange Julius. Everything else kind of changes.
Well, see, now this year I'm going to have to do that. And then I'm always first corn dog. I'm corn dog.
Oh, see, I don't do the corn dog.
Fair corn dog.
Yeah, nope.
They don't taste quite as good as they did when I was a kid, though.
Right.
You know, from that Oscar Mayer hot doggy
kind of stand.
They're not quite as juicy.
I might get some rolled tacos. I like the rolled tacos.
I love rolled tacos. And I always try the whatever that stand that has all the crazy right, ass stuff. Yeah.
So they're going to have
something.
I don't know what the crazy deep fried thing is.
Beer
this year.
Or something.
S'mores, I think. No. Ooh. Yeah. I think that might I'd be what that. It is this year. Yeah. So they're going to have, last year I had the fried butter. No, that's no joke. I did. And it was not as terrible as you think.
But like, isn't it just fry? Like, how could the butter still be there?
So here's what they do. They freeze it, the butter. Uh-huh. So you get your little cube of butter or whatever. Then they freeze it. Then while it's frozen, then they put all the batter or whatever. So then when you deep fry it, then
it's still a little bit there.
It's right. It melts it. So like then it's in there.
Oh, my
God. Then when you bite into it, it drips out
of
it.
Butter.
Yeah. And, and it's like, so the fry, and then they put like sugary stuff on there. So it doesn't like, overwhelm you too much. It definitely is not. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things.
Your heart checked before
you do it.
It's
just you eat it because someone said you couldn't, there's no such thing as fried butter. Yes, there is. Yeah. Deep fried butter, and I have had it.
Yes, I would be like that, very so you got to be crazy to try that. I'm like, it's just fried butter. Watch.
Right. That's the only reason you would do it. otherwise, it's definitely not worth it. But so anyway, there's going to be a bunch of deep fried stuff and lots of cool stuff, I think, at this year's fair. It sounds like they're kind of stepping up.
I want to check out I don't know that it's new or maybe it's just organized better. It seems like there's a Fresno Museum.
Yes, it is. There. Well, it is new. So last year was the first year. It's the Fresno County Historical Museum. And so I think last year was the first year it was open. They had a couple of things. But this year it is more. Oh, like they have a bunch of new stuff, including the bar top from Cosmo, the old Cosmopolitan.
Oh.
Did not make it over to the new place, apparently. But it ended up at the museum there. And I guess they have a bunch of old historic signs. Like they have the old Halliwell Chevrolet sign and a sign from one of the old Lester Burger places. A bunch of old neon signs and that kind of stuff. So really cool stuff there at the museum. I would actually, I was going to tell you about this because I know how much you're all about Fresno history and whatnot. So I think it's right up your alley.
Come on, get in there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run into old man Fresno in there.
You probably will. And he will tell you all about it.
Yep.
Yeah. So the fair that's happening and some good-ish bands coming through. So I can give you all the rundown. next time.
You're,
on the next
that
podcast.
Reminded me, you're talking about the table bar top from.
Yeah. Cosmo.
Tahoe Joe's. The original Tahoe Joe's clothes. There was a, and there was a, auction yesterday, auction over the weekend for stuff.
That is correct.
And the, I guess the, what was it? The moose head or.
Yeah.
Went I for crazy price.
Oh yeah, I didn't
one,
see
one of them
it
went. One, they're auctioning everything off, and like the snowshoes and the moose head both went like crazy. The price for them,
yeah, who the fuck wants that in there? Out, that's crazy,
dude. But
I would have the canoe. I wanted something. I would have got canoe. The canoe. That would have been cool too. Yeah,
those started to get pricey. I almost got a table though, because. I should have done it because that was our
going to go down.
Our first date, producer Becky and I's first date was at one of those little two-seater tables at Tahoe Joe's.
Should have done it.
I should have done it. I don't know. I'm terrible. I'm lame.
Yeah. Would have been a great. Then you just could have kept it hidden until anniversary. Happy anniversary. And then she would have been like, what did you do?
Yeah, like, what is this?
But yeah, so they closed, and it's not so. Did you read the story?
No,
do you have a lot of details on it.
Yeah, I didn't go deep into
because,
it.
Because I don't believe that it's it's Dave Fansler who opened it, but I don't believe he
doesn't own that one anymore. He lost it because of a whole little. He got into a little bit of trouble, and he ended up having to lose it.
Okay. So this is the company is closing, various restaurant locations, I think, including, didn't they also close the, Hometown Buffet out in Clovis?
Yeah.
Caused a big stir up out there.
Yeah, I think so.
See, in Fresno, Tahoe Joe's closes. People get crazy. In Clovis, Hometown Buffet.
That's, boom. That's a shot of clothes right there, bro.
I have to mention this because I told everyone that I know that I would mention this on the. Okay, so this is the most Clovis thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm driving down Clovis Avenue, down by Sierra, and down in
downtown Clovis.
My friends live out in Clovis. So. I have friends and they do live in Clovis. So there is a, by their house on Clovis Avenue, there is a car wash place, like where you go and you park and you get this, you do it. It's a do it yourself car wash place.
Right.
Okay. So there is a guy, in the car wash place. He has a truck and in front of the truck, he has the biggest, deer skull antlers that I have ever seen, and he's spraying them off. He's cleaning them off with the hose. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I drove by and I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I did a double take, and because I was just I could not believe that was happening, and I thought to myself, only in Clovis.
Only in Clovis,
would this happen? Yeah. This is a guy cleaning out his like deer that he
his
killed.
Deer grill.
Yeah. So there you go, Clovis.
Clovis. That's how it is.
Yeah. So anyway, Tahoe Joe's is closed. The original. There's still the other one is still open.
Yeah, and that sucks because that was the good one. The West Shalom was the good one. The other one's kind of lame.
You know, so what's interesting is my parents went to Tahoe Joe's. They live kind of there, the original Tahoe Joe's. And for their anniversary, last week or the week before, and my dad said that everyone there was just kind of like, they acted like they didn't even care that they were. So, like,
they all knew.
He was like, maybe they knew because, he said it was kind of crazy. Anyway. Okay, what else? Anything else?
I think it's just time to plug it up.
All right. Well, I'll let you go ahead and start.
Well, I want to give a congratulations to Audra McDonald. for
right.
for getting a medal from the President of the United States.
Right.
Former Bullard High actress and
Good Company player.
Yeah, Good Company player. Yeah. And, you know, she's one of the biggest stars on Broadway now. And she got a medal from the President.
I read this story. It totally sounds like she's just all chummy. Like they just hang out.
Yeah, they. Like she. They just, I watched it. Hey, on Facebook Live. They did a Facebook Live of the thing.
Of course they did. Uh huh.
And Mel Brooks was there. That he got something, and he got the same kind of thing, and it was just like a. And it was just very light.
It was an art award.
And what was funny is when it got time for Audra. The girl running didn't have her
lost the thing. Yeah.
And
the proclamation.
And so Obama was just kind of cracking jokes and he had to wing it, and he's like, for Fresno, like Fresno, I'll just choose for Fresno. He just kept saying Fresno, awesome. And I was like, oh my god, he's saying Fresno.
That's the President of the United States.
And she finally got up there, and it was just, she was just totally chummy with him. Like,
yeah,
they had obviously knew each other, met before,
at
the very least. And and then once she sat down, there was kind of like a couple seconds of just nothing happening. And the President goes, she's for Fresno.
That's awesome.
So that was well done, Audra.
Yeah, that is great.
And she was pregnant. She's pregnant. I didn't know she was pregnant.
Well, there you go. I did not know either.
She's ready too.
Ready? Oh, to give birth. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Any other? So we have our congratulations.
And and if you like podcasts, or wait, if you like Fresno. I have a blog called The Fresnan.
Every
Tuesday, there's a new post.
And it's pretty good stuff.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, you should. If you enjoy this podcast, you will enjoy that blog.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it's similar audiences.
Similar, yes.
Yeah.
And also, I do three other podcasts. Dorktown. It's a comedy podcast.
I laugh when I hear it. Yeah. When I
on the occasion.
Yeah.
Get Off My Podcast. That is a Harrison Ford tribute fan podcast. And The Perfect Pour, if you like craft beer. The Napolitano brothers and I talk about craft beer, and we always have local stuff in there. So if you like to hear about local craft beer stuff, there it is.
There it is. Wonderful. Well, so I will plug myself and my day job at the Fresno Bee, as always, and FresnoBeehive.com. You can find everything that I do there. If you like what we talk about here, you will love the Fresno Bee, because that's where we get everything.
Yeah,
usually,
pretty much. That's where it's pretty much where all the news sources get everything.
Right. We are pretty much just like the rest.
We just wait for the bee to do something, and then we play off what the bee did.
And then I will also plug my band. It'll grow back. October, we will be playing at least twice in October while our drummer is in town. So our drummer works at the fair. And so we're playing on the 7th of, October at Dynamite Vinyl. And that's a punk show, all ages. And then we're playing on the 13th of October. That'll be a late-ish show for us, and that'll be after the fair, because The Offspring is playing at the fair. So I will be at that show, and then driving my way back to Tokyo Garden to play there as
playing at Tokyo.
Oh yeah.
I want to see that the Dynamite Vinyl show. I want to see that one.
Oh yeah, it should be. That should be a lot of fun. So that's happening on Friday the 7th, and or Saturday, whatever day that is. And it's an earlier show, so I think it'll be a lot of cool punk bands playing. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then I will give a recommendation. Full Circle Brewing Company has reopened. We may have talked about this last time. I can't remember, but. They have a new head brewer, and he has recently made so the Clusterfuggle again, obviously, they have a red ale, high speed rail, red. And I have not had that actually. Then they just recently got on tap a New England style or a Northeast style IPA and a American Porter. And I have to say the IPA is very tasty, really good. Nice. It's cloudy. I guess that's the style. Really, I think on point, pretty solid. And the Porter was pretty good. I had it on Nitro. And was very excited about
Nitro.
That. So, Nitro. But it's a cool place. They've done a lot. I shouldn't say they've done a lot, but they're changing some stuff around inside, and they're really making an effort. They're having a lot of events there coming up and kind of pushing it hard. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably be seeing some stuff from them.
Cool.
So you might want to check them out. Yeah. And the other place that I would also recommend, I've been a lot of places lately, is Charburger. In Fresno.
Downtown.
Used to be the Newsroom Cafe. It is only open during the week, so it's a lunch place, weekday, mm-hmm. serving that crowd. But it is awesome. Burgers are great. I had burger. I went there specifically. Actually, they have Brussels sprouts. I went there specifically for that, and it was as a side dish. Yeah.
Wow.
So they have like fries and tater tots, mm-hmm. and then they have Brussels sprouts, and it's like some kind of crazy honey glaze sauce, and they bake it, and it has little red peppers. It's just amazing. I like Brussels sprouts. It was amazing. And then the burger was really good too. So that is some place that I would suggest you get out to if you get the chance.
All right.
I guess that's it then for
us. Good.
Man, we did a good one.
All right.
Next time we will
have the Sweet Fest Bros on.
Right. Yeah. So we'll hopefully, fingers crossed, have Brian and Rocky from the Sweet Fest. And it's
December 10th.
Okay, there you go. It's always great to have those guys on, and I'm sure they will have lots of cool Fresno stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they will have done their a Swede that we could talk about.
Right.
Because, you know,
That's what your assignment for this month is, to think of a Swede to do.
Uh-oh, my assignment?
Well, no, listener.
The listener, I thought listener. You were...
Not you, come on.
Particularly, like, Josh, get on it.
You've done some Swedes, come on.
I have in the past. The B features department, me and Rick Bentley keep talking about getting a suite together. So we'll see if it ever happens.
Maybe.
I want to do it. So, all right. That being said, everyone knows all the things about where they can find us on social media and whatnot. But as a reminder, it is Flowing With Pod
on Twitter. We're just on Twitter. So
yeah, that's
but,
it.
But Joshua Teehee.
Joshua Teehee on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
And I'm the Fresnan.
And the Fresnan. Yeah. So you can get in touch with any of us, both of us. If you have questions or comments or stuff you think that we should be talking about, things that we may have missed, or you would like to hear next time. Thank you very much. I will count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wah, 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 wah.